Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English News Desk, I'm Emma McCarthy. In his weekly general audience Wednesday, Pope Benedict XVI returned to the subject of the 12th century theological dispute between monastic and scholastic theology. In an overcast St. Peter's Square, he spoke to the thousands of pilgrims and faithful about two church figures from the High Middle Ages, two Frenchmen, St. Bernard of Clairvaux and Abelard the monk. The respective approaches of Bernard and Abelard, one a theology of the heart and the other a theology of reason, noted Pope Benedict, were not without tension.
Both of them consider theology as faith seeking understanding. But whereas Bernard places the accent on faith, Abelard emphasized understanding. Bernard, for whom the aim of theology was to have a living experience of God, cautioned against intellectual pride, which makes us think we can grasp fully the mysteries of faith. Abelard, who strove to apply the insights of philosophy to theology, saw in other religions the seeds of an openness to Christ.
Abelard, highlighted the Pope in Italian, stated that the intention of the subject is the only source upon which to evaluate the goodness or evil of his acts. This, warned the Pope Wednesday, is a dangerous subjectivism, which is also present in our age, in the culture of ethical relativism of today, for which only I decide what is good for me right now. However, the two great thinkers of the 12th century soon came to agreement. An agreement, Pope Benedict XVI pointed out, that was based on church.
You're listening
teaching.
To Vatican
this
Radio.
It illustrates the importance of healthy theological discussion and humble obedience to ecclesial authority. Theology must respect the principles it receives from revelation as it uses philosophy to interpret them.
Pope Benedict concluded, whenever a theological dispute arises, everyone, and in a particular way the magisterium, has a responsibility to safeguard the integrity of the faith. I'm Emma McCarthy.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.